no sunshine when it's on. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when it's on. Cause when it's on, you can suck it, know to be gone.
And welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. Greg Isaac, Joseph Erdo, great producer Eric Reinert, and
just to let everyone know, that wasn't my dead air.
Yeah, that wasn't Eric's dead air.
That was programmed in.
There's Eric Reinert. Now, Joseph, I don't remember this at all, but could this be from Training Day, perhaps? Or
no.
That one with... oh, wait, that one with Chris
DMX.
Bell. Yeah.
It's DMX singing No Sunshine.
And he
course,
was in the movie, right?
Edited. Yeah, I think he was in the movie Exit Wounds.
Okay,
he used to live up in
that.
Cave Creek. I used to see him around all the time.
Yeah.
Very good.
Nice guy, huh?
Yeah.
No, not at all.
No.
I once asked, he was in a bar playing pool, and I walked up to him. I said, hey, can I play some pool with you? And he's like, no, I'm playing by myself.
Wow.
I'm like, okay.
Well, you are pretty scary, Eric.
Yeah.
I wouldn't let you play pool with me. I would think they would, like, accidentally, like, smack me with the thing. On accident.
No, it wouldn't have been on accident.
You would have broke the pool
the cue.
Over your knee. And, come on, yo. I don't know. Cave Creek. This is Breakthrough Entertainment's Corrupt Cop Show.
Yeah.
Here on Breakthrough Entertainment, KPHX 1480 AM. We're also broadcasting live video behind the scenes on Meerkat at Breakthrough Entertainment, as well as on
Periscope.
At Eric Reinert 1.
Mm-hmm.
Down Periscope.
Yeah.
One of the greatest.
And I'm going to look
Kelsey
at our
Grammer films.
Are you
ever.
Kidding?
I'm going to look at our Meerkat stream here.
I remember seeing that in theaters as like 9 years old at a birthday party.
That was
we
awful.
All went to the theater. Yeah, and even at 9, all of us hated that. But, Lauren Holly, though. Yeah.
Jim well, that was back when she was cute.
That. Yeah,
and
are we going to get in trouble for saying she used to be cute?
No, I think that's fine. By the way, our listeners and watchers on Meerkat are still asking questions. You can find us on Meerkat and Periscope. And on Meerkat, James is asking, who's the sponsor? Are their commercials going during breaks? Yes, there are commercials during the breaks. I'm kind of hiding them from you so you can hear the behind-the-scenes action that's here on the show during the breaks. I'd like to think of it as Breakthrough Entertainment After Dark.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, sometimes it gets a little bit crazy.
They want to know who the advertisers are?
Yeah, they want to know who the advertisers are. Yeah. Yeah. But thank you very much, James. And I think in just a moment, we're going to have on our next guest. By the way, that I'm showing Greg. I want to feature Greg in this segment.
Please, no.
Yeah. But in just a moment, we're going to have on our civil rights attorney, Doris Markovic. She's been on the show. Of course, last week, she was talking about some
nonsense.
I don't even remember what she was talking about.
She was on. It was really weird. She said she was on America's Got Talent, which was interesting.
She doesn't know what she's saying.
I mean, she's a lawyer, and all she talks about is nonsense.
But this is the right show to have her on because she's a civil rights attorney, and we're talking about cop car. Sure she has to have some.
I'm sure the viewers will enjoy listening to Doris if they've never heard her before.
And right now, yes, as Eric and Joseph here have mentioned, our civil rights attorney friend Doris Markovic joining us now. Doris, what's up?
Hello, Jordan. Thank you very much for having me on the program again.
Oh, thank you, Doris. Once again,
your
this
name
is Greg.
Your name changes.
Mine does. And we have Eric with us, but you like to call
Eric.
Him Eric. Yeah, Eric. She said it
is
right.
Is he new?
Yeah, Eric is new. Yeah, he's replaced Aaron, the fellow that was here the last time you called in.
Oh, very good. Thank you very much. I'm glad. Because that gentleman, when he answered the phone, when I called a few times, Aaron was not very pleasant to speak with. Like I was bothering him and creating a disturbance for the program.
Yeah, we're so glad he's gone.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We definitely take care of that, especially for you, Doris.
Well, Doris, it's always a pleasure to have you on Breakthrough Entertainment. We've had you on the show recently to talk about a wide array of topics, but we know that your bread and butter, as you put it, are civil rights issues, and that's why we thought that it would be great to have you join us again this weekend on our Corrupt Cop Show. Now, before we get to some specific cases, I'm curious to know, have you seen Cop Car?
Yes, a cop car. I have seen it. A cop car, a particular cop car, I'm sorry, I don't understand the question. Why are you asking me about the cop car at the moment?
It's the new movie that's out, and that's where our show's about here, and that's the reason why Joseph, myself, and Eric, had you call in today to kind of talk about maybe some cases you've worked on. You've probably lost most of them, but of course...
If not, all of them.
Yeah.
Doris, do you like bacon?
Yes, I do. I do like bacon.
Kevin Bacon's in this. Kevin Bacon.
What kind of bacon? Canadian bacon?
Yeah. I don't believe he is Canadian, but just regular bacon that he shows you there. Kevin's bacon. You're a big fan of his work, I assume.
Yes. Flashdance. Right? Flashdance.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that. Yeah, Kevin Bacon, Jennifer Bill, same thing.
All right, well, let's move on to something that you do know about, Doris. As a civil rights attorney, I'm sure that you've had your fair share of clients claiming that they have been abused in some way, shape, or form by a member of law enforcement, right?
Yes, I have. Plenty of cases. There are several situations. You know, there was one individual that I am currently handling, one of my clients, he does not dispute the fact that he was he had a few Long Island iced teas to drink, and then he drove. He got on the highway. A gentleman police officer pulled him over, and he was telling him to walk on this straight line. There was no line on the street. So he was telling him to walk on this line, and you know, he arrested him because he refused to walk on this line that did not exist, sir.
So let me get this straight. You're an attorney, and you don't know how the drunk test works,
sir. I went to law school. Did you, sir? Is this Eric?
Yes, you got it right.
Our new producer.
Have you gone to law school? I have gone to law school. I went to the Arizona State University, sir.
Yeah, I've been to ASU.
Okay, thank you very much.
I walked
thank
on
you.
Campus one time.
Thank you. When were you there? Have we met?
No, I'm sure we haven't met yet, no.
Okay. You know, well, because this was gross negligence of this police officer. He also asked my client to read, to tell the alphabet backwards. I cannot say the alphabet backwards. Can you, sir?
Are those wacky cases to you, really, or is that just everyday life for Doris Markovic?
I do not believe these are wacky cases at all, sir. If I were to say that would be gross negligence on my part.
So
individuals, my clients, I would not have any... this is my bread and butter.
And so you take these things very seriously, Doris.
I do, sir. Otherwise, I would not have clients.
Do you have clients?
Do I have clients? Yes, currently I have six clients.
Is that enough to feed you and clothe you and give you a home?
No, sir, it is not. I am currently in debt for the school loans when I was at the Arizona State University, and among several other living expenses. That is why I'm on you. I've agreed to come on your program so I can attempt to get additional clients.
Yeah.
I'm trying to grow my, Markovic. I'm trying to expand. It's currently only me.
Who's the other Markovic?
So this is because it sounds better for my clients. It sounds better if there are two Markovics.
Don't your clients ever say, where's the other Markovic?
Yes, I do. Yes, they do. And I come in dressed as my twin.
What do they do though? When there's really no one there. I know you say you come in as a twin, but obviously they know it's you.
Do they walk out?
Do they stay put? I mean, because that would be, I don't know, that would kind of scare me a little, you know, if I went to attorney with a name like that. Unless there's someone that there was another Markovic that maybe passed away or something. But if it's just for you, it's a bit misleading, I would say. And you should know that.
Well, I do have photographs of myself in two different outfits around my office. I have used the Photoshop.
Wow.
But I can never be seen in the same place at one time. So, if they ask me where is the other Markovic, I say I will go to get my sister, and I walk
out. And you change your clothes?
Yes, I come back about 5 minutes. I have and I come in a different outfit.
Well, I really. I really think the stuff you've been saying and your help of people, especially, when you said the crazy stuff that an officer actually had someone recite the alphabet backwards or walk on an invisible line, I really think this is going to help you earn great business here.
Thank you. It's very inappropriate by these police officers. You know, these people, they believe that they can get away with anything.
Yeah.
And just because they wear a badge and then they have these lights, they, you know, very inappropriate. They turn these lights on. Mm. It's very embarrassing on the freeway. They keep these lights on and they shine lights in people's faces. Very, very gross negligence.
Yeah.
Doris, do you have Meerkat?
Meerkats? No, I don't have any meerkats. I told you last week that I had a sheep. So I was a sheep farmer for some time. And
I should have known there was going to be some confusion about that. Meerkat, it's like a webcam thing. We're broadcasting behind the scenes on Meerkat today, so you can actually see what's going on in studio and talk to us during the breaks. Doesn't that sound cool?
No. Why would I be interested in seeing that?
Well, you get to see us. I mean, so that's one thing. I mean, I know we're not much to look at, but, you know, of course, you haven't met, you know, you yourself and Joseph, had exchanged emails when you started here, and I know he was your favorite because of you, Doris, myself and Eric had to take sensitivity training. Now, of course, Joseph volunteered, you know, to do that as well, but... but, you know, now you get a chance. You could see what Joseph, myself, you know, even Eric, you know, will bring him in here, kind of look like, you know, those you've talked to periodically here the last month or so.
Well, there was I understand that. There was a woman that was there a couple times ago. And do you recall who I'm talking about? There was a woman, a female voice.
Yeah.
Hello?
There may have been, yeah.
Hello? Someone was just in my house. I don't know what they wanted.
Oh, that may not be good.
Okay, so no, but there was a woman, and but last week she was on the program. She was giving there was an infomercial for the car body fix it. She was giving some sort of paid advertisement for a car body fix it.
For car body fix it. Well, I mean, during
Alexis. Alexis car body.
Man, Doris. Yes.
Alexander's.
Yeah, Alexander's.
I have a problem with my Honda Element, so I tire.
Okay.
Yes. Can I? I will record an advertisement as well if you want.
We'll hold off on that for you, but we can give you his info because obviously you haven't been there yet for calling it Alexis, which of course.
That's what I'm saying. If he will fix my tire for free, I will come in and give him I will give an advertisement in the future.
Doris.
Nah, okay. We'll pass.
Yeah.
I had to offer. Can I give you my information for my for Markovic and Markovic? My email address is doris.markovic@gmail.com. That's com. And I have two R's in my Doris. And there's my phone number is 206-309-9823.
Doris, could you also give us your license plate number on this Honda Element?
Yes, this is SG942C.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people will be getting in touch with you to help them out with their legal needs.
Why did you need this?
Well, you probably should have asked me beforehand. But now, Doris, I am a little worried about one thing with you, and the only thing I'm worried about is you had mentioned you thought someone was in your house. I know your office is located in your house.
I am in Levine. Markovic and Markovic at the home office. It's just me and my sister.
Oh. Yeah, okay, this is a little scary, but I just want to make sure that you're okay there, that no one's coming in your house.
I don't know why he's sitting down on my couch. I don't know. Hello,
maybe it's a new client.
New client.
Who are you, sir? Can I... Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, why are you sitting in my house? Why are you in my house?
Hello.
Okay, all right.
Right.
Well, he says wrong house. He's leaving now.
So you don't leave your doors unlocked, I would say. I know it's your office there, but I'm assuming your office is probably after you get inside the house?
Why did he turn the TV on? Why was he watching Sesame Street? I don't understand.
Oh, my gosh.
This is very, I have to get off the phone. I have to call the police.
Yeah, we got to get off the phone too, Doris.
I have to call the police. Oh, my Lanta.
Oh, boy. Well, of course, attorney Doris Markovic and, oh, man. Well, Joseph.
I hope everything's okay with her.
Yeah, I'm sure it's okay. Yeah.
That's.
It's probably a client or some type of relative that she
said
has.
He was in the wrong home.
Yeah. I guess it happens.
That's just her. She doesn't know.
It never happens in my house.
That's never happened in your house? Someone just walks in, sits
no,
down on the couch?
No, and says wrong house? No.
Wrong house?
Oh. Never.
Well, I think she's making the right move to call the police, but I hope that she's able to get the help that she's looking for. So thank you again to civil rights attorney Doris Markovic, also president founder of the Streep Club and sheep owner and former America's Got Talent contestant. Mm. And I
didn't know that.
And apparently, okay, well, you're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment's Corrupt Cop Show here on KPHX 1480. By the way, we're broadcasting live on Meerkat. Thank you very much to our listeners. I will respond to some of your questions and comments during the break.
Yes.
And they're watching Greg right now. We'll get back to me in just a moment.
Yeah.
But this song that's going to take us into the break is by Sage Francis. It's called Waterline,
okay.
Pride and Glory.
Very good.
Edward Norton?
You tell me.
You don't know that? That's an actor.
He is. I know Edward Norton, but what movie?
Pride and Glory.
Oh, you probably just said it. Right. Sorry, it's a Saturday morning, and then I got 2 more hours hockey and sports.
Yes. Well, after the break, we'll be speaking with Juan Feldman, director of Afterwards.
Very good.
Opens next week. We got your sneak peek after the break.
Looking forward to it. We'll be right back.
They just dance to the wrong theme music to amuse the villain. Instead of killing, I'll spare the raccoon and start filling sandbags as I stare at the moon and let the thoughts flood. Blessed are those who are damned. When the levee broke, how many choked on the steps of a slow dam?